USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has released a short video from his hospital.
We're going to pay a little surprise to some of the great patriots that we have out on the street.
He briefly emerged from Walter Reed Medical Center wearing a mask. He took a quick ride in an SUV and waved to his supporters outside. He then returned back to his hospital room. Physicians are now clarifying the president's status and recovery. The doctors evaded some questions on Saturday, and they're now facing heavy criticism. Navy Commander Dr. Sean Connolly now says he had administered supplemental oxygen to the president on Friday. He declined to acknowledge that on Saturday. He says he was just trying to reflect an upbeat attitude.
You know, it came off that we were trying to hide something, which wasn't necessarily true. He is, the fact of the matter is that he's doing really well.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
New York City has seen a spike in COVID-19 cases and is now reimposing some restrictions. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
It pains me to be putting forward this approach that we'll need, but in some parts of our city, in Brooklyn and Queens, we're having an extraordinary problem, something we haven't seen since the spring.
While President Trump battles COVID-19 in the hospital, there are questions about the Supreme Court nominee and the vice presidential debate next week. Biden deputy campaign manager Kate Bedingfield was on ABC's This Week.
We have every expectation that the debate commission take all necessary precautions to ensure that everybody who attends the debate is safe. Obviously, that includes distancing. That includes a requirement on masks. So we have every expectation that they will do that, provided that all of those expectations are met. Yes, absolutely. We look forward to any opportunity for Senator Harris and for Joe Biden to make their case directly to the American people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Senate will not meet in person until at least October 19th, after three senators tested positive for COVID-19. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is now saying the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on the Supreme Court nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett will begin October 12th as scheduled. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling that a big mistake.
The idea of having virtual hearings where no one is with the witness for the highest court in the land for a life appointment that would have such effect on people's lives makes no sense. A virtual hearing is virtually no hearing at all.
One senator disagrees, Tom Cotton, on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures.
The Senate Judiciary Committee has conducted 20 hearings this year that have either been in part or in whole virtual. Many Senate Democrats are now saying we couldn't possibly do a virtual hearing or demanding throughout this year, going back to March, that all committees be conducted over Zoom or WebEx or some other kind of virtual hearing.
Tom Tillis of North Carolina, Mike Lee of Utah, and Ron Johnson of Wisconsin are the senators who recently tested positive for COVID-19. Also, New England Patriots quarterback Cam Newton has tested positive for the virus. The NFL said in a statement that the Patriots-Kansas City Chiefs game is postponed. The NFL said it will increase coronavirus testing after seven Tennessee Titan players tested positive. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.